If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And a show weekly brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. Actress Mariel Hemingway on the show at 35 past the hour. It's You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Dr. Mike, could artificial sweeteners cause somebody to gain weight?
Well, this is interesting. The data on this are that your body doesn't sense the artificial sweeteners as real sugar, so it doesn't shut off your hunger, so you consequently stay hungry. But that's really the purpose of the artificial sweeteners. So this came to light this week, or got to be a big topic this week, because of an opinion piece in a very good journal, The Trends in Endocrinology and Metabolism, and they looked at the weight of people who were using artificial sweeteners, had replaced, for example, one regular soda with an artificial sweetened soda, sucralose, aspartame, saccharin, etc., and they found that the people who ate the diet soda weren't any thinner, and that, in fact, it seemed to be that in the long term, it was associated with a weight gain overall. So the downside is they might undermine the unconscious processes that help regulate our weight and things like our blood sugar. The upside is you're getting less calories. And remember, these artificial sweeteners are some of the most studied things in the world. Do you know who paid most of the money to study the artificial sweeteners, Joe?
Probably the sugar industry.
I'm impressed. That's 2 out of 2 you got. Excellent answers. That's right. The sugar industry has paid close to $200 million to look for toxicity in artificial sweeteners. So you can be sure that if there was something serious, they would have been trying to publicize it by now to help boost sugar sales.
Yeah, something bothers me about artificial sweeteners. I stopped using those years ago. But sugar is bad, too. What are some alternatives you want to sweeten something up that you drink or
use fruit, you know, an apple, you know, even if you're using it in a blender with a green drink, we routinely put parts of an apple in it to sweeten it up or take away some of the bitter. Or the other thing you use, and which is very cleverly done in a lot of cookbooks now, is to use other spices that overwhelm or are just so intriguing to your taste and smell that you like those and those substitutes for sugar in your body and making you feel full.
How would you sweeten up a cup of coffee?
Well, I like the coffee black, so, you know, you're asking the wrong person, but I don't have an answer for that
really,
one, Joe, other than using artificial sweeteners.
No answer. Wow. I mean, that is a tough one, though. How would you sweeten up a cup of coffee? I don't know what percentage of people enjoy black. I drink black coffee, but a lot of people do add the coffee. They have the coffee, they have the sugar, or the artificial sweetener, or they, you know, put the creamer in. I mean, you're adding a lot of extra calories into that cup of coffee.
Well, it's not only that, but they're bad calories because
yes.
The creamer, you know, if the creamer is from milk, it is the milk protein, mm-hmm. which some people say isn't that good, but also the saturated fat in the cream, which we know isn't good. If you use the sugar, you're going to go over the quarter teaspoon or the 4 grams of sugar in that hour. So I used to have sugar and cream in my coffee, and in probably 1993 or 4, when I was reading the data and showed how bad the artificial stuff in, that is the sugar or the creamer or the substitute creamer was for coffee, I went over a period of probably 2 to 3 weeks to black coffee and began to love it.
Black coffee tastes good to me, but I developed a taste for it, and now wouldn't put anything in it now if I wanted a cup of coffee. It's always black. 877.
Right, but you said it. You developed a taste for it.
Yes. Yeah. I guess that's possible with everything.
You can do that. Our taste buds for many things, that is, salt and bitter are genetic, but in fact, sweet is one that you can learn just as fat is.
Mm-hmm.
That is, when you've gone from whole milk to skim milk, that's a learned taste. And when you now have whole milk again, it tastes yucky. So fat is a learned taste, as is sweetness. You can pretty much substitute.
877-711-5211 or udocs@gmail.com if you have a question or a comment for Dr. Mike Roizen. He's more than happy to answer your question. Udocs@gmail.com. Actress Mariel Hemingway at 35 minutes past the hour in this hour. Dr. Mike, fish oil and prostate risk. What's the connection, if any?
Well, this is a study that came out this week in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, which looked at people who had developed prostate cancer, men. Large study. It was the SELECT study, which was started to investigate prostate cancer. And what they found was an association of those people who had higher blood levels of the fish oils and increased risk. It's about a 40% increased risk and a increased virility of prostate cancers. Now, the problem is, this was after they had the diagnosis. So, is it that they had the diagnosis, they had learned from the literature that fish oils, which is true in the literature, decrease prostate and breast cancers and decrease their seriousness, and started taking them? So, we don't know whether this is, you know, because you see firemen at fires doesn't mean firemen start fires.
Sure.
And that may be the same thing. Because you see fish oils in prostate, increased in prostate cancer, it may be that the people started taking it to put out the prostate cancer, to ameliorate it, or to get away from meat. Remember, we do know two things that make prostate cancer bad right away. One is having saturated fat in from red meat and processed beef. That's pretty clearly established that the more of that you eat, the worse your prognosis after you get prostate cancer. And the other is simple sugars. So such as simple, if you will, sodas are really bad for the growth of tumor cells. They accelerate the growth of tumor cells. So is this just the cause of people trying to switch away from red meat to fish or taking just the supplements? We don't know. So, and I do know that coming out this Tuesday is a pretty powerful study showing that an omega-3 decreases breast cancer, and what usually you find for breast cancer is also found for prostate cancer. So my guess is, what's my take on it? I'm going to keep taking my DHA omega-3, my walnuts, and keep eating fish, and of course keep getting checked for prostate cancer, but I think the answer is a long way from done.
All right, before we go to the break and our guest at 35 after the hour, I had a listener to my morning show want to have me ask you about heartburn. What is heartburn, and what do you do about heartburn?
Heartburn is the sensation you have from your, what you call your esophageal mucosa and the back of your throat, that is pain, but is related to abnormal substances washing up from your stomach into your esophagus. Best thing you can do about it is to lose weight. Second best thing is to not eat within 3 hours of going to sleep. Third best thing is to not have cigarettes, which increase it, and secondhand smoke. Fourth is to tilt the bed. So you put your bed up on stilts, tilt it at a small angle, put two essentially large books under the headboard, under the top, what do you call those, the top supports on your bed.
Bedposts. You know,
the bedposts that go all the way to the floor. Put them down on the floor so you don't fall off. But tilt the bed at about 2 to 3 degrees. All of those things help. But by far the best thing is losing 10 pounds decreases the incidence of heartburn by over 30%.
Wow, losing...
Now, more concern with heartburn is that it can increase your risk of esophageal cancer. That actually can be decreased by those two baby aspirin with a half glass of warm water we tell everyone to take before and after the aspirin. But that's another concern with heartburn.
All right, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Thanks for listening. This is Radio MD. Stay well.